You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story out now that says two nights ago, the Monday night episode of The Tonight Show had its smallest audience ever in the show's history. That show goes back, what, 60 years?
Long time, yeah.
And on Monday night, Jimmy Fallon had 947,000 viewers. Could not pull 1 million people. While over on other channels, Jimmy Kimmel had about 1.5 million. Colbert had 2 million. Fallon cannot get 1 million people anymore. Now, why is that?
What do you think the factors are? His show is crap.
Is that it? Because I haven't seen it.
I am only able to catch his show every now and then on Friday night. If we stay up a little later on a Friday night, it's not a school night for me. We watch it, and it's horrible.
Like, in what way?
It's just he's not funny. The thing with Fallon is he really thrives on having a live studio audience, I think, and thrives on that energy. And when he's just sitting there on a stool telling jokes that are consistently falling flat, and his little bits are horrible, and the you know, the virtual conversations over Zoom with celebrities are just pathetic. It's just not good.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been many times Nick Nack and I have been like, what are we doing?
So what are the other guys doing that's so much better?
I don't know. But their numbers aren't that great either. They're not that high.
No, you're right. But still, Colbert has twice the audience.
It could still just be a blanket nobody's watching right now.
That could be, I guess.
We've got other things to do, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, man. But
I'm on record as saying, and look, I'm just saying it's not for me. I'm not saying the guy is not talented. I just, the whole Colbert thing, I don't get. I never have.
And yeah, I'm with
like,
you.
Oh
on
my
that.
God, he's the greatest guy on TV. And I'm like, I can't watch Stephen Colbert for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
And again, for people who love him, bless your hearts, power to you. I'm just saying it's me. I don't understand Colbert's attraction.
I don't know.
I thought that his shtick was good for like 12 seconds, you know, 20 years ago. And now it's like, he's still that same character.
Oh, man.
Here's a house that just went on the market for $2 million if you want to buy it. How many of our listeners know who Lizzie Borden is? They just did a whole, was it a Netflix series on her or something? She is a mass murderer from the late 1800s. She killed her parents with an axe. Yes, Lizzie Borden had an axe. Gave her some sort of poem that kids used to tell.
Did they have it coming or what? Why was she so mad?
But that house is on the market. $2 million if you want to buy the home where Lizzie Borden axe murdered her parents back in 1892. They say the thing that might sweeten it for you is the fact that the house is a tourist attraction. Has a little museum attached to it and a bed and breakfast. Would you want to stay at that bed and breakfast?
Delicious.
Would you want to stay there?
No.
Anyway, weird. It just made me laugh when I saw that. What else is trending?
Let's get this out of the way. Let's just get it over with before all your celebrity stuff. New survey out this morning found that 1 in 5 women discovered their first gray hair last year. No!
Staring at all those Zoom calls, man.
Oh, no. They say, how much did 2020 age us? The average woman feels 4 years older now than she did when the pandemic first hit. Hmm. I will say right now, I don't think it's just the ladies. I feel like I've aged over the past year as well. I'm sure a lot of guys are in the same boat. Huh. They say over half of women think the stress of 2020 made them go gray faster. 1 in 3 women dyed their hair at home last year. Jer slowly raises his hand. I had to dye Nick Nack's hair during the pandemic. It turned out fine.
Yeah, Gretchen and Zoe have been like tag teaming.
Yeah,
one will color one,
not?
And then the other one will color the other
one. Not that difficult. And this story also says 55% of women went for a bolder color than normal.
Oh.
Make my hair bold like a steak sauce.
So does that mean maybe there's more redheads today than there were a year ago?
Vibrant redheads. Yes, sir.
I'll bet there are, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. Gray hairs are coming through. 90s kids, check this out. Dustin Diamond a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell, was hospitalized in Florida over the weekend. He was feeling pain all over his body. TMZ is saying that the poor dude might be battling cancer. There's a history of cancer in his family. He's going undergoing a bunch of tests right now. So, poor Screech. He had a big old falling out with everybody on the cast. Right. I don't even know. He's probably my age.
I mean, look him up.
Look him up. Dustin Diamond. Be careful what you're searching for, though, because he went into the porn industry, I believe.
Oh. What if I just checked his age?
His poor body is just exhausted, I think.
He just turned 44.
Oh, 44. A little bit older. All right, so that's going on. Bruce Willis is a bit of a jerk. He refused to put on a mask in a Los Angeles Rite Aid on Monday.
You know, it wasn't made him so leave. Much that, because that's bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
His response is what kind of irked me.
What part of it?
Well, because he gets asked to leave because he refuses. They say, will you please put a mask on? He says no, so he's being a jerk. Then he goes out and tweets to everyone, hey, we all need to stay safe and mask up.
Well, he said he had an error in judgment, so he did crawl through a little bit of broken glass. The funny thing is there is a picture of him. He has a bandana around his neck.
He just won't pull it up.
He's just not going to. You just got to whoop. Go into Rite Aid and get your Gatorade or whatever you're doing and zip out of there. Girl Scout cookies are going to be a little bit different this year. I guess they have partnered now with Grubhub to deliver cookies for the first time ever, because really they can't go door to door now. They can't stand outside of grocery stores. So I guess you're going to have to go online to the Girl Scouts website, order them up, and Grubhub can deliver them right to your door. I've never purchased anything from Grubhub. Can you put in, like, anything? Is there, like, a notes section in there where you can just say, hey, on your way to my house, go ahead and just toss those out the window? I'm not familiar with Grubhub.
I'm not going to comment.
Just throw them right there in the garbage can up front when you get here.
I'm not going to comment.
Then real quick, the Consumer Electronics Show is going on right now, and there's lots of pandemic-related inventions, as you would expect right now. There's a phone with a built-in N95 filter. So I guess if you're, I don't know how that, you're keeping the person you're talking to safe. Contact-free sink faucets. You just wave your hand at it. Hey, sink!
They have the idea that I talked about on the show a couple of years ago.
What's that?
You even told me I had a brilliant idea. And now I saw that it's, of course, because I didn't do anything with it, it's now at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Which one?
It's the thing that I said for houses to have like an Amazon box out front that only they and the Amazon driver can get into. It's like a safe.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's at the CES.
It's going to be huge. It's perfect. I don't know how it works. I guess it's probably like the garage door at your house that they have a code and it goes up.
Yeah,
now they have
this was long before pandemic or anything else. I was like, why do we even allow packages to sit on our porch? Why don't we
put
some sort of safe? And if you're going to give people a code to your garage, just give them a code to this little box.
Well, now porch pirates will just run up and take the safe and run off.
No, but it's attached. It's like
bolt that baby down, huh?
Yeah.
All right. It'll be fine.
It's not just a box sitting there.
I guarantee you, people will not install it properly. They'll just sit it there on their porch.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, put it in the safe. It'll be very secure. Here's your Fat America. Klondike is releasing a new line of shakes, like frozen ice cream shakes, that come in little frozen pouches. Have you ever seen those little applesauce pouches for kids? It's full of applesauce. It looks just like that when you're in a pinch and you just gotta have an ice cream shake. Okay. I need a shake stat. Laying on the floor. All right, clickbait me dumb. Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. We do like to keep things classy here on the show.
Sure.
I would say we hold ourselves to a very high standard. Mm-hmm. And that is going to bleed over to today's clickbait, where I have posted a video that is titled A Plumber's Unique Way to Amplify His Fart. Keeping it classy. I'm not even going to tell you how he does it, but it's very impressive. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.